Well, a very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. Welcome to another episode of Social Time with me, Hileni. And in studio, I am joined by my co-host,
Zafia Basson. Good morning, listeners.
Yes, good morning. We hope you guys had a beautiful Saturday evening. Most of you got paid, we get it. But we are hoping you didn't overdo it and go over and aboard. This is to a beautiful weekend day. You guys should have yourselves a beautiful weekend. Some of you are still trying to get over your hangovers. Others are busy with house chores. Others are busy with, you know, school work and whatsoever. So we're just wishing you a beautiful Saturday ahead of time. So welcome to Social Time, which is a platform where we have discussions that are related to our everyday lives, discussions that are related to your everyday lives, discussions that, about things you go through on an everyday basis, things that socially affect the world and things that, you know, bother people, conversations that you may be afraid to have or conversations that are lighthearted and, you know, conversations that just don't happen on an everyday basis. So we come here and we have this type of conversations and we bring narratives around here so that we can all discuss and you participate and tell us your opinions also. And, you know, Zafia, this is not about social time, but just the other week, you know, we had this debate about safety and I strongly said up until a time where politicians can actually come and tell us, this is the plan I have for safety, and this is and these are the measures I'm going to put in place. And then for me, it's just another one of those, okay, politicians, do what you do best, say things that, you know, I'll leave it at that for now, because I'm saddened by what happened in Okahanja again.
Again. In such a short period of time.
Yes, again. Within a span of about 35 days, the same thing repeats itself again at the same school. The children are both around the same age group. And it scares you. As someone that has, you know, little children in the family, as someone that is an aunt to kid, you know, it scares you because you're like, okay, what is the world going towards when, you know, it's like you blink and everything is over. And so when it comes to this safety thing, I think it's a conversation that people are not ready to have. Mm. It's a conversation that I'm not even sure how to put how I feel, because already their mayor is, you know, was stopping people from demonstrating for the first case. And now here's a second one.
And I just think, you know, that whoever this person is, now, mm-hmm. whoever that monster is, actually,
yeah,
is like literally just laughing, you know. He's like literally making a joke out of this, because who does this, you know? He's literally looking at this town and saying, you know what, I got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, I can get away with it again.
And again.
You understand? So it's like literally giving him some kind of go-ahead feeling. Until we do something about it. Like something really about it. Not just talking about it, but literally putting measures into place. These children will not feel safe.
No, children will not feel safe. As a parent, you'll also not feel comfortable enough to allow your kids to go out. And you know what made me laugh about the mayor's reasoning? The demonstrations should be put on hold so that a certain expo can happen. But as a parent at home, how guaranteed are you that you can safely go to that expo, either with your kids or leaving your kids behind and guaranteeing their safety, especially with now the second case happening? How guaranteed are you that your kids are going to be safe at that particular expo?
And yet they still need to go to school every day.
On top of that. So I think, as a Namibia, people are not ready to have the safety conversation, because we know very well it's not the first time. We know these are not the first cases, but sadly, these ones are continuously happening after one another. And there's another child, I'm speaking under correction, I'm not sure if she's found as of now, but there's another circulation of another one that went missing at a school, Mandume, just here in Windhoek. So it scares you. It's too frequent.
And you know what happens with these kind of cases, like with previous cases like this, mm-hmm. they turn into cold cases. You understand?
Yes.
Like Ave, there's so many names that I can actually mention that until today, these parents have not found closure to this. They don't know who did this to their child. So I just feel like if something like this happens in our country, it's literally like already a cold case. Because it's going to be a bit of, awareness around it, trying to investigate, and then it just goes cold.
No, it just goes cold because, and I think somehow, somewhere we need to hold people accountable for cases like this, because what do you mean it goes cold? They are able to sniff out drug dealers. They are able to sniff out someone with cocaine from 10 miles away. So why can't they sniff out a killer? For me personally, it's as if the priorities are not aligning with what the nation actually needs.
You know what? I also feel like all these schools, ne, mm-hmm. should have cameras outside, because these are children. You know, that is also me. That is also us as a nation putting these children first. If there was at least cameras outside these schools, and I know these schools are government schools, but mm-hmm. the government can also invest in that, because that's also safety. I mean, all of our politicians are constantly talking about safety and security, safety and security. But how would we also, that's also a measure to curb the security, you know, to help curb these crimes on these children. Because, I mean, at least we would see who picks up the child.
Yes.
There would be visibility on it.
Or they should just do what was happening when I was going to school. And I have also seen it at schools in Tsumeb. There are always teachers stationed outside.
Yes.
And when the kids are dropped off, they usher these kids into the schoolyard.
Yes.
So at least if such practices could come back, maybe not CCTV cameras instantly, because obviously they would cost money, but if schools could also just put measures into place and request for their teachers to come early and say, guys, this is it, let's come early, and every other day you station at least two or three teachers outside around the gate, just so that they can usher the children outside. As the kids are dropped off, the teachers accompanied by LRCs or school prefects usher everyone else inside. That is what was happening when we were growing up. For us, I don't know if it was really a safety measure or it was because of banking tendencies, but either way,
it helped.
It helped.
Yes.
You were at school the whole day, and after everyone entered the school premises, they locked their gates.
Yes.
And they open them again when it's time to knock off. And the same practice repeats itself. There is someone stationed there, either to just make sure they are helping with traffic. And as you are helping with traffic, you are also looking at who's picking up. Like, it becomes a routine, and you know exactly who's picked up by a red car, who's picked up by a silver car. So if that day you see something different, you are able to tell instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so when next week comes, because now they are enjoying their weekend with their families, the fortunate. So we are waiting for Monday so that we can hear and see the progress of the report, to see what actually happened to this little girl, and may her soul rest in peace. So with that said, let me just go to Social Times theme song, which is Billie Eilish. But dear listeners, if you are joining us for the first time today, do download our Eagle FM app, which will enable you to listen to all our programs. It will also enable you to keep up with all our upcoming programs, as well as listen to previous podcasts. We have a variety of services that we offer, from live streaming services, live broadcasting, and sound services. So to have us cover your event, wherever it is in Namibia, you can always just call our office lines and you will be helped, and we will come and, you know, cover your event and make sure that people out there are actually aware of your event. So with that said, let's quickly get into Billie Eilish with Ocean Eyes, and we will be back to get into our conversation of the day.
Sometimes can't stop staring at those ocean eyes, burning cities and napalm skies, 15 flares inside those ocean eyes, your ocean.
Forever.
Welcome back to Eagle FM. If you're just joining us, you are tuned into Social Time with me, Hileni Inane, and Zafia Basson. So on today's conversation, we are going to have a conversation that many of you always talk about. It's a phrase that most of you talk about. And, you know, we are just going to look into this conversation to see what it means to different people, to see what it actually means, and to also just have a discussion around the things people do, you know, the lengths people do to make sure that these particular lifestyles are acquired. And you know, Zafia, the phrase is a soft life. Mm-hmm. I think amongst ourselves, amongst the youth, you always hear people saying, I want to live soft. I want to live soft. I want a soft life. I want to be a soft hun. I want to be a soft person in life. And it leaves you with questions such as, what does it mean to want to live a soft life? What does it mean to actually be living a soft life? And what exactly is a soft life? Because it's a word that is thrown out there. But I think everyone, to my understanding, everyone has a different understanding of what soft life means to them. Everyone looks at their lives, and you know what is soft? What with the life you are living right now, you may want softer than that, but someone else wants exactly what you are living, and you are like, okay, so there are actually different standards to this soft life thing, and there are also different meanings to it. So in a nutshell, what does it mean for you?
Well, before I start with what it means to me, I would quickly, I like to go to the definition of the dictionaries, you know.
Yes.
And the term soft life refers to a lifestyle centered around comfort, ease, peace, and luxury.
Yes.
It often free from the stress and hustle culture that many associated with survival or success. Now, it's not about wealth, no?
Yes.
That's what the dictionary basically says, or the internet, but about intentional living, choosing joy, setting boundaries, and refusing to be overwhelmed by the hard grind culture. Now, the soft life rejects the idea that suffering is a badge of honor. Instead, promoting a balanced life where wellness, mental peace, and personal enjoyment are prioritized. Now, to me, soft life doesn't mean luxury. To me personally, it's about peace of mind.
Yes.
You know, as a woman in my 30s, not going to say my exact age, but just so you know,
yeah,
who's been independent for years, raising a child and on my own, supporting my family, the soft life means creating a life where I no longer have to fight for every little thing, you know. It's about allowing myself to rest without guilt, you know, going to bed with a peace of mind, to celebrate the things I've achieved, and to enjoy the life I've built without constantly worrying about survival, you know.
Yes.
It's choosing joy, setting boundaries, and remembering that I deserve ease. It's not because life has always been hard, but because I've earned it. That's what soft life means to me personally. And to you, Hileni.
That's a good way to put it. For me, soft life means comfortable living, not having to worry about my basic needs, because many of times you are worried about things like electricity bills, cosmetics, food, school fees, and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, for me, soft life means being comfortable enough that you do not have to worry about where your next meal is going to be, where your next clothing is going to come from, where you are going to house yourself, because you have a place to stay. And when I say place to stay, I don't mean the rentals that we are living in. I mean being able to afford your own property, or being able to, you know, live comfortably without you looking over your back to say, what if the landlord sells the house? What if the landlord decides, you know, something, soft life to me means living but not living on edge. I don't want to constantly be on edge. I don't want to be worried about anything that concerns my employment. Sometimes you're like, okay, what if I lose my employment? You know, there are so many what ifs and uncertainty around life. So soft life for me would mean the diminishing of uncertainty. I want to be certain. I want to be happy. I want to be content. And I want to be able to live freely without, you know, without struggle. What, guys, I don't like to suffer.
It's not a badge of honor, eh?
Yes, it's not a badge of honor. And I always tell people, like, I don't have much, but there are times I just decide I'm not going to do something myself. I'm going to pay someone to do it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not about affordability. It's not about what it's about. It does not make me happy to do it myself. I feel like I'm suffering. I'm spending too much time on it or so forth. So if you are able to pay for stuff to make your life easier, spend that money. There is no shame in making life easy for yourself.
Well, the way I also see it is we need to make the economy move.
Okay, Ed.
Let's pay the bills.
Oh, no.
No bills.
No bills. Oh. I looked at the time
soft
wrong.
Life.
Yeah, soft life. I looked at the time wrong. Yeah, so for me, it would mean just being comfortable, being happy, being at peace with myself, being at peace with the decisions I make. I also, you know, you make decisions and then later you are like, yo, I want to be at peace with the decisions I make. I want to be at peace with everything that is around my life. I don't want to have to question my family members. I don't want to have to question my loved ones. Like, are they just around because of A, B, C, and D? Like, I want it to be soft, and very intentional. For me, soft life comes with a lot of intentionality, whereby everything is black and white. No many stories, no gray lines, no anything. It's just pure non-suffering. I do not believe in suffering. So if you're able to get yourself out of suffering, out of anything difficult, then you don't have to go through it, honestly.
Yeah. You mentioned something about if you can pay for something, do it. You know,
yes.
Because you don't see the need of doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. But the way I also see it is, you're creating a job for someone else. You're mm-hmm. creating an income for someone else. I mean, if we're going to all say, you know what, I'm going to do everything myself, then how is the economy also? Because, you know, this soft life also has some kind of way that it's moving the economy, you know?
Yes.
It taps into the economy, because if I'm going to say, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, for years I've cleaned, no?
Mm-hmm.
Our parents' houses. No? We grew up cleaning.
Bruh.
So I said to
it's
myself, you know what? The day I can afford it, I will not do it anymore. It's not because I'm demeaning people that do it. Everyone has their abilities mm-hmm. and everyone has their way. They can do it. They
yes.
can do it well, you know. And I say to myself, I don't have the luxury of time anymore to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get someone that does it for me,
yes.
you know. And in that way, I'm also creating an income for someone else. You
yes.
understand? So if even with, you know, making posters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it, but I don't have the time. So I will rather pay someone to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or organize an event. I can pay someone to do it for me. I don't have to do it myself.
But it's not that you don't. And also it leaves you with the luxury of relaxation.
Yes.
You get
ease
to
ease
of mind. You get to relax. All those things that play a very huge role in being comfortable. Soft life also just means, you know, going on about your day like you are not worried about anything because everything is taken care of
yes.
and you have time to do other things that you actually desire.
Yes.
Like, you know, what I told myself when I came to school, I told myself. So obviously the first years you're doing laundry, you're doing all those things yourself. I told myself, God, money where I catch you. The first thing I'm buying is a washing machine because I don't like to do laundry. Even when I was in school, I didn't like doing laundry. So what I did in the hostel was, I had someone that washed my laundry and I ironed for us. I preferred ironing. I didn't like to wash. So when I started getting money, the first thing I bought was a washing machine before microwave, before all those things, people in Zimbabwe are like, yo, my days of the laundry are over. They are over because I just felt like it will make my life so much easier. Because with the washing machine, it's there doing its thing and I'm here working on other things. Now you are there, hard labor. Hard labor is what I do not want.
But like you said, the soft life means different for everyone.
Yes.
You know, it's for some of us, it's just ease of mind. And for others, it can actually mean very soft.
Yeah, yeah. No, it can mean very soft. And that is why I asked a few people.
Awesome.
I asked a few people what soft life meant to them. And we're just going to listen to, you know, their definitions of soft life and what it means to them. And after that, we are going to get into things that people are actually willing to do for a soft life. You know, you have seen around and you have seen people go to extra lengths to make sure they have those social lives. And then we also just look at the morals around the extra lengths people go to for this soft life and what it means to you, how it demeans you or how it, you know, uplifts you and so forth. So let's quickly listen to a few of the people. But first before we listen to those that actually did it via audio, there is one that sent theirs through text. So let me just read what it means to this particular person. So this guy said, soft life to him means it's all about ease, peace, and intentional joy. It's choosing a life filled with comfort, emotional well-being, financial stability, and the kind of luxury, big or small, that feeds your soul. It's not about laziness or avoidance, but about choosing peace over pressure, alignment over hustle culture, and experiences over stress. My ideal soft life scenarios would be a morning routine, wake up naturally, no alarms, stretch into the sunlight, sip on a fancy herbal tea while journaling or vibing to some lo-fi music in silk pajamas. Very specific. Workflow, creative work from beautiful, cozy places, a home, office with plenty of natural light, or a beachside cafe, no back-to-back stress-inducing meetings, just meaningful, flexible, purpose-driven work. Travel and leisure, monthly mini getaways, spontaneous travel with a partner or solo, self-refreshing escapes, think wine in Tuscany, hot springs in Ireland, or writing in a quiet Japanese inn. Relationships, deep, supportive, passionate relationships, softness in communication, mutual care, fun and emotional safety. Self-care, weekly spa treatments, therapy sessions, regular movement like yoga or dancing, and space to just be without guilt. Money, financial freedom where bills are handled without blinking, and the space to give generously and indulge mindfully. Current reality, wake up involves an alarm or three and a rushed routine to get things started. I work from wherever I land, sometimes in flow, sometimes under pressure. Travel happens, but not as frequently or spontaneously as I'd like. Relationships are meaningful, but not always as soft or emotionally easy as I dream. Self-care exists, but usually squeezed between to-do lists. Financially okay, but there's still a bit of budgeting dance happening. Soft life is a vibe, a choice, and a privilege, and I'm working toward it in little meaningful ways.
Awesome.
So this is this particular person's definition of soft life. So he said he was at a noisy place. He could not record, but he still wanted to contribute. So like I said, soft life means different things to different people. And someone I had a conversation with said soft life to them is about Christianity. You know, having a soft relationship with God. And when you have a soft relationship with God, everything else aligns after that. But before we, you know, go back and summarize and sum up what these people are saying. Let's quickly listen to the others and then we will be back.
Soft life to me means prioritizing comfort, easy life, declining stress, putting yourself first, achieving goals, setting standards to achieve them, you know, creating a life or creating a kingdom where you believe that, yes, I can. Because you have that motive that if she did it, why can't I also did it? You get that? And my form of soft life is living in a world whereby problems can easily be solved by a solution that I can make up with my mind with no stress.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What does soft life mean to me? Soft life to me means living comfortably. By living comfortably, I mean having money, being able to swipe without looking at the balance. I just take, go at the till and swipe. And having peace and joy. That's what soft life means to me. So if I have money, I'm peaceful and I'm joyful. That is me living soft life on another level. That is me living comfortable. Yeah, like I gave a scenario of me going into a shop, be it a clothing shop, being groceries, anything I see online, anything I see, I must be able to just enter my bank details without checking my balance to see, yo, can I even afford it? I go in the grocery shop or I go to Clicks Discam. I must be able to take things and just swipe without worrying that the card might decline or I won't have enough money for the week, you know? That's soft life to me. The moment money enters my account, I'm already living soft. Yeah, current scenario, yeah. You want something, you need to budget. You need to make sure you buy within your means, live within your means. I want to live outside my means comfortably. That's soft life to me, but mostly peace and enjoy. And my peace and joy comes from having money. I won't even lie. When I have money, I'm very happy. Like, I can buy everything with money. So, yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Well, my ideal type of soft life will be having my dream car, my dream house, my dream job, being a devoted wife, devoted father, and a loving roof, you know. Yeah, I think there's nothing more that a man would ask than that. Peace of mind is also one of the key elements that I would actually consider as my soft life. And yeah, I know actually having all those things will actually bring me peace, because love equals peace. If you have people around you that genuinely love you, I think you'll have peace. So yeah, considering now my current situation now, I know I'm on the road to getting all that. I don't have my dream job yet. I don't have my dream salary, my dream car. I don't have that yet. But I know I'm on the road of getting them. I mean, yeah, I'm at the point where I've been struggling with depression a little here and there. So my mental health, I'm working on that. Yeah, let me just say I'm on the road to being there. And apart from that, I think in 10 years or so, I should be there where I actually target to be.
Well, soft life, yeah, that one is deep. For me personally, I can't say I've ever experienced a soft life, but looking at what I actually see on various social media platforms about people, you know, living their soft life, it's all about you being able to go out there and just be you, you know, enjoying what life throws at you, despite the challenges that you actually face on a daily basis. Now, for instance, if I have to give an example of something that I've never really experienced, soft life is you being able to travel whenever you want to travel, being able to eat whatever you want to eat, being able to partake in activities that you love, that actually make you thrive in life. And also soft life is actually you not having to worry about anything that goes on in your life, because at some point you might be, you know, feeling that it's out of your control, so why care about it, right? So I feel like that is soft life. And another example is you going on vacation. If I'm able to afford to go to Zanzibar now, I will call that a soft life, because nothing is actually able or can actually be able to hinder me from going there, because I've got all I need to be able to reach that specific destiny, right? So that's soft life, not worrying about anything, not just giving, you know, I don't want to say the word about anything. You just live your life and you just be a happy and, you know, not necessarily focusing on challenges. Not that you will not be faced with a lot of, you know, issues and problems in life, but you just ignore them and move on and live your life to the fullest, not just existing, but living life. That's practically, you know, what I think soft life is. Or for example, for an introvert, soft life can be you being home, watching movies, eating your favorite snacks. Oh, wow. Anyways, Herta Ikanjo signing out.
Okay. How I would describe soft life would be that it's subjective. We do not all have the same definition of a soft life. We all have different outlooks in life. We all have different goals. We all have different objectives, perspectives of life. So that's why I would say that a soft life is subjective. Like, for example, my definition of a soft life is basically getting to travel the world, being surrounded by my family, always being there for my family, having a loving home, raising my children with love, care, and in the presence of God, having a loving husband. At the same time, being a successful woman in her career and thriving, that would be a soft life to me. And all while being this person to everybody, at the same time, being the best version of myself, caring for myself, loving myself, still putting myself first, and caring for myself, even though I'm trying to juggle everything. In addition, for me, having a soft life is living comfortably, not in terms of having a large estate, having a large amount of money. No. Knowing that I can get whatever I want without struggling, even though it's not the most fanciest, not the most, I don't know. But yeah, it doesn't mean wealth. It doesn't mean wealth in terms of finance. It basically means wealth in terms of health, in terms of family, in terms of mental health, in terms of achieving whatever that I hope to achieve, and having God in my life and seeing God's work manifesting in my life. I think that to me is the definition of this, of a soft life. Currently where I am now, I'm still in a phase where I know God is working and that eventually He will get me to where I want to be. I'm still trying to get there, but I know I have His faith, I carry His wisdom, and that one day I will definitely get there. So that's where I am now. Not exactly where I want to be, but I have the faith that God will get me there. So, yeah.
Okay, my ideal soft life scenario, or my ideal soft life would be, okay, it actually would be me not having to work like a 9-to-5 or whatsoever, and me not having to go to work like 5 days a week, and just living my best life. Like, when I say best life, I'm referring to my soft life is kind of complicated. It's not the normal soft life that everybody wants to live, because I want to sleep drunk and wake up drunk. I know that's so irresponsible, but that's how I want to live my life. Like, I want to sip on Dom Perignon, not like normal alcohol whatsoever. I want to sip on Dom Perignon and Aces of Spades like throughout the day. And I'm trying to be on a jet and not on a flight. Okay, just not on any economic or business class flight. I'm trying to be on a jet. I'm not really a bag girl, so Birkins are not my thing, but like, I'm so much into good quality stuff like clothing and stuff. So I'm trying to be able to afford like actual real big brands. That's my ideal soft life, and be able to change cars. I drive a Maybach, I drive a my dream cars, man, like Lamborghini Urus and all that nice fancy life type of stuff. Like, I'm trying to have a yacht. If I don't own it, then my men should own it, or my family should own it. And that's the soft life that I'm trying to be on, like on a yacht and in private jet type life. So yeah, and driving like luxury cars, owning proper property, owning like, yeah, a lot of property, nice assets, investments and stuff. Like, I'm trying to have a big cash flow, you know. That's my soft life. That I'm not trying to be at home not working and just being a stay home child or stay home girlfriend or stay home wife or whatsoever, or have a be an investment as a baby mom or whatsoever. I'm trying to have money that actually comes in for me. Like, I'm not wanting to sit down the whole day drunk, being sloppy drunk and what's not. No, that's not the life I want. I want to work, but I don't want to work hard, you know. I just want to work easy, and things should just be so easy for me, you know. My current reality is actually somebody else's soft life, or somebody else's desire for a soft life, or what they would desire as soft life. I'm very comfortable. I live a very comfortable life. I'm able to afford everything I would like and need. You know, there's a lot of needs, and I afford all my needs without my parents' help, without my partner's help. That's a blessing. Everything that I want, I afford it too. Like, in where I am now, like in the state of living where I am now, I actually afford everything that I actually want. I can afford my own flights. I can afford my own alcohol, be it in the clubs, be it just a normal day. I have comfortable, what is this? I have a comfortable lifestyle. I'm able to afford all the brands that I actually want to be wearing, and all the shoes that I want to be wearing and stuff. So I'm not complaining about my life. Well, I wish I had a jet and a yacht and a Lamborghini Urus and a Maybach and a G-Wagon. I wish that was my life, but I'm not there yet, but I see potential to be there. So I'm not far from living the best soft life I want to live for myself, or ideal soft life that I want to live for myself. I'm working towards that. Just that this time, unfortunately, I have to work hard, you know. I have to work hard if I want the soft life, and that's not how I imagined or envisioned me getting my soft life. I actually wanted someone to work for it, and then I just include myself in the whole scenario. But unfortunately, apparently life doesn't work like that. Some of us actually have to work hard, hey? So, speaking of this, let me go and drink. Yeah, let me go and open a Verve. Bye. Gonna open my Verve now and eat what I want. I'm going to go out and order some food, some like really nice food, and then come into my house, which is a very comfortable living space for me, and just, yeah, leave my Friday, and God bless me. I hope that was enough, and I hope it was not too long and boring and weary. Bye. Good night to leave.
Okay, so that was it. That was Soft Life for Different People. And, you know, we wish more people participated, but people are also not comfortable to speak on it, especially those that feel like they are not where they are supposed to be yet. So let's quickly take a musical break, and we will come back and, you know, just speak on what you have picked up from all those different people and their different definitions of soft life, and then we will get into the hard work and the definitions of different hard works in order to acquire this soft life. I will be leaving you with Chris Brown, Residuals.
Everything is faded. Maybe this is karma, definition of JD. This stays on my mind. This stays on my mind. Try to put a muzzle on my crazy feeling. 1 minute I'm cool, and then the next I'm tripping. No, with somebody who I swear she don't desert it. Who is still on my mind? She's still on my mind. And we build it up. Build it up just to let it wash away. Tell me, did I lace you up? Lace you up just to watch you run away. Please tell me who's getting on my love? Who's getting on my love? Tell me who. Nickname. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No, but tell me, ooh, who's getting all of my? Who's getting all of my residuals? Who's getting all of my? Who's getting all of my residuals? Said it feels mutual. No. It took some time to realize I'm a different people.
whiskey, two shots of pain and a dash of some memory. With life's lemons, I made lemonade. Does it still taste the same if I mix it with some Hennessy? Dreams of being young and unafraid, but I love somebody and it drained all my energy. Ooh, and I thought that love was magnificent. I remember being 7 years old, thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 27, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promises made me this way, I swear, I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence?
Welcome back. Now, just to remind you, you guys are all aware that the unemployment rate in Namibia is extremely high, and a lot of jobs in Namibia are informal jobs. There's a lot of informal jobs, and there's also big income gaps. So, in Namibia, the people that have, really have, and those that don't have, don't have. I would like to say there's no really in between. There is no average, because the average group is Namibia is even the one that is suffering more than those that don't have, because everything of theirs is technically belonging to the bank. So I call that a lot of suffering, because any day, if anything happens, if God just decides you are the one next in line to suffering, the bank will come and repossess everything and you will be, you know. I don't want to use people as examples because nowadays people are getting sued, but we all know what can happen if everything is taken back or everything that you have loses. So with that said, with the high unemployment rate and the big income gaps and a lot of informal work, and Zafia, I think we all know what informal work means. It means it's people earning below 5,000. And the NSA also revealed in their studies that a lot of Namibians are earning below 5,000 per month. So it means people are just living what they call from hand to mouth. From hand to mouth, so there is no luxury. And you can just imagine what interesting and sometimes extreme lengths people have to go to achieve this particular lifestyle of what people call a soft life. Because we listened to the people, and interestingly, you get to pick up that everyone's life or definition is different. There is one that wants higher than everyone else. There's one that is just hoping to get to that point where they can just, you know, sustain their lives. And, you know, everyone wants something different. Everyone's definition of soft life means different. So what can you add or what did you pick up from all these interesting individuals?
Well, it was interesting to see, like you just mentioned, some just wants to have the, you know, just the basic, you know.
Yes.
Just the basic sorted, rent is sorted. I just want not to live on the edge, you know. And some, you know, they want yachts. And you know, I was like, yacht? that is beyond soft life for me. That is not even the soft life. I was even anticipating, you know. But I'm saying, if she already has the basics,
yes,
then what her soft life would mean is something better than what I'm currently experiencing.
Yes.
So I think everyone takes it from the perspective of where they are currently and wants better. So if your current circumstances are much better, then obviously your soft life will sound outrageous or way beyond our expectations. You understand?
Yes.
And that's not to blame the next person or to judge them. Because, I mean, soft life means different for each one. I would just want softer than what I have currently.
Yeah, and the thing is, you always want better for yourself.
Yes. So, basically, basically, you just want to also maintain that lifestyle. If it's better, you want it to improve and you want to maintain it.
Yes. It's interesting times and interesting days, because, you know, there are people who really don't have, and there are those that really have, and, everyone wants to have, but sadly, and I have seen it around the Namibian youth, sadly everyone's definition of soft life differs. But what I hate the most about Namibians, especially the youth, is that their definition of soft life is mostly for the wrong purposes. It's to, you know, it's to squander money in clubs, it's to do all those things. But if you go back to home, if you go back to their families, if you look at their children, it's children that are suffering. Look, I always tell people, there's this phrase I tell people, thank heavens I have morals. And someone told me morals don't pay bills, but it's okay. But I try to imagine myself doing some of the things that people go to extra lengths for, to have a soft life. And I tell myself, if I had the audacity to do all these things, I don't think that is how I would want to spend my money. Because I always look at myself and I'm like, yo, if I try some of these things, God will use me as an example.
I've seen that name on Facebook.
God will use me as an example, flat out, no negotiations. And this is because somewhere last year, you know, those guys that were executed for a robbery, apparent robbery. You know, if you looked at their lifestyles, you would have seen how they lived. Most people knew what they were, mm-hmm. knew how they got the means of their funds. But I'm just saying, if you are in a position to get your funds like that, why not build and invest and eventually get out of that lifestyle? So now that I mentioned that, let's get into the ways in which people chase this particular soft life. I will start with the one that just follows after what I just said, and that is the blesser culture.
Yeah.
So the blesser culture, this one is very controversial. So some people seek relationships with wealthier partners who become the blessers. They bless your life with everything and who can fund the luxurious lifestyle that you want, the traveling, the shopping, the dining, the expensive clothes, you know, the experience of all those things. Mm-hmm. And I tell myself, I see women doing it. I see men doing it. And I think to myself, okay, fine. On social media, you are living soft. In real life, we know you. And it does not make sense to me that you are carrying, that you have 10 Birkin bags that cost, you know, that if when you count and convert that money, it's enough deposit for a flat that you could literally just buy and pay off. And that is why I say soft life means different for every people, for every person. But it also just shows how narrow-minded some people are. Some people are not doing it for soft life. They're not doing it for instinct survival skills. They are not doing it to be comfortable in the long run. They are doing it just for that specific day. You know, you just want to get on a jet that day, take pictures that same day, and that is about it. And I believe living soft starts off somewhere. So if you find yourself in a position where you decide to get into the blesser culture, why are you not investing in property? Why are you not investing in something that will be there even when this blesser is gone? Because what I tell people, especially the youngsters, especially women, I always tell people this. I compare blesser culture to waitressing. Have you ever gone to bars or clubs? Clubs are always hiring the new hotter girl. Mm. The hotter you are, the better it is. The younger you are, the better it is. So I look at the blesser culture the same way. Men want the young, beautiful woman. So there's a certain age where you fade out of this thing of being able to, you know, being able to pull blessers. Fanja is now out. Blessers don't want you anymore. You are now old. They have a new target market.
You know, Helene, it's mm-hmm. also about, yes, although they want the younger one,
mm-hmm.
because the younger one is also naive.
Yes.
And you get to, the older you get,
the wiser you get.
Yes. And you become more aware of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm being used, although you're also using someone else, but, and you're wiser now. You're not so, you know, the wrinkles started coming, so blesser doesn't want to see wrinkles. Mm-hmm. He always wants to be seen with a newer version.
Yes.
The latest model. Yes. You know, the latest iPhone.
the latest car.
The latest car. So that is also a thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
because that's why the older ones get shifted or becomes like outdated,
yes.
basically. And it's actually a very, it's like someone said, I know a blesser, that's mm-hmm. why I'm saying, he always says, I always want the latest version.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, does this man think women are objects? Because that's what you're actually trying to say at the end of the day.
Yeah, because he's paying them to be with them. But that's where I am saying, if when you decide to choose that lifestyle yes. for yourself, then the least you can do is choose it smartly. Yes, you want that soft life, but want it in a smart way. Invest in yourself. I always tell people, you know, when those men live your life, you should not have to downgrade. Go back to your mother's house, you know, go back and squeeze in with your little sister or stuff like that. What I mean is when you are in that relationship, because when you have a blesser, you say jump, they jump for you. So why not let them jump into properties? Why not let them jump into investments instead of letting them jump into tickets to the Maldives? That is just my point to say, pick your battle.
Use it rather wisely.
Wisely for the long run. Mm. Because now, in the long run, you will not be able to live soft. You will be suffering and,
but, you know, there's also coming that culture again where easy money, we don't use it always for the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't work for it. So I'm not even going to care how I'm going to spend it. I can spend it on a weekend away. I don't care. Because I really didn't work for it. But if we can apply our minds.
And that's especially girl myth.
Yes. And if we can really just apply to say, okay, I'm not for it at the end of the day. Please, guys, my opinion is I don't live for the blesser lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying those that do live for it, rather use it wisely. Yes, you didn't work for it, but make it count.
Technically, you worked for it.
You softly worked for it.
Yes. So that's just one of the ways in which Namibians are now trying to chase their soft lifestyle. Others are, you know, having side hustles and multiple income streams. Many young Namibians run businesses while working full-time jobs. Things like selling clothes, food, beauty products, offering photography services, online trading, or, you know, after work, they still go and clean people's apartments just for that extra money, just to be able to afford more comfort. But, you know, with the side hustle culture, my problem with the side hustle culture is you don't have time for other things. Like the other day I was talking to someone. She quit her side hustle, by the way. She had a side hustle that was going really well. Mm. But then she got a better job and she quit it. And so the other day I had a conversation with her and we are sitting and I'm like, you know what? I think if I start earning more, I'll stop doing this side hustle of mine. Like, I was just thinking about it and I was like, if I'm being honest, I'm only doing this to complement and supplement my current income. Mm. It's not, I don't enjoy doing it anymore. Like, I come from work, I'm tired, now I have to deal with clients again. I'm already tired and agitated. I just want to go to bed and rest, or I just want to go out for a drink. But now you don't even have time for all those things because you are rushing from work to clients. And then it's clients. And then you're getting ready for work again. You sleep. It's school in between. There's so much going on that you don't have time to just catch your breath and relax and do something for yourself. And like the first person said, even now when you mentally attempt to take care of yourself, it's in between other things. Like even when I want to go for a massage, I have to see which day works better, which day do I have less work, when can I squeeze it in. It's not even a luxury of saying, let me book myself a massage for tomorrow. Is okay, when can I squeeze in a massage for myself? Mm-hmm. You're always just, it's like treating yourself nice is a guilty practice. You are doing it, but you also feel guilty about doing it because you don't have the means to. Mm-hmm. You are like, I deserve it, but what am I cutting on? Okay, maybe this month I'll not do A, B, C, and D so that I can afford, you know, the rest of the alphabet. So the side hustle culture, yes, it's sustaining people. The income is coming in, but you are left with no time to do other things. And that is why I say, guys, I do not take online suffering. If it were up to me, I would living soft. I would not have to work as hard as I do right now. And A lot of people look at soft life and they think people are lazy. It has nothing to do with laziness, guys. It just has something to do with the input hours into the work should not have to be as much as they are right now. You know, the one girl mentioned, she does not want to work 9 to 5 every day, 8 to 5 every day, 5 days a week. And there are people, there are some of us that are doing it 6 days a week or 7 days a week. So sometimes it's things like this that you look at and you're like, you don't have a problem with working, but you don't want to be working as frequently as you are doing right now. You don't want to wake up to an alarm, because if you miss something, you also miss money. You want to just live comfortably, where you either run a business empire and you know it's generating an income while you are sleeping. You can wake up at 10, you know, you can squeeze in those extra 2 hours of sleep and just say, I'm tired, I had a rough night, or I'm having a bad day. Let me take care of myself. And that is what softness is supposed to be. And sadly, even the things that people are going to great lengths to acquire a soft life is still taking away from the soft life, because it just means you're multiplying your income streams. And you multiplying your income streams means you are also taking away from your youth time.
Like, I always feel like something will be sacrificed regardless.
Yes.
It's either your time or you have more time but less money.
Yes.
So you need to literally sit still and think, what is it that I'm willing to sacrifice, time or money?
Another aspect that people venture into is the social media influencing. So some work hard to build personal brands on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube so that they can attract sponsorships, free products, and travel gigs that give their appearances, and sometimes, you know, a soft life. So what I've seen, especially here in Namibia and with our economy, a lot of young people are venturing into social media influencing. Because what this means is when you reach a certain target, when you reach a certain number of followers, big brands start to want to collaborate with you. They let you live at their lodges. They let you fly on their planes. And you are not paying for any of this. You are working. So at least with that one, there is a luxury to it. And on top of that, they are paying you. So people are really working hard to acquire the soft lives that they desire, to get the little things in life. Sometimes it's something as getting good products for your skin. And you give reviews. It's something. You could have spent hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars on those products. Sometimes is something as luxurious as having the ability to go eat in a different restaurant every other day. Because on a normal day, you would be paying for all those things. So Namibians really have a working hard culture, and that's why I always make this joke and I say, I love it for this generation. They are hard-working drunkards.
They still make time for their drinking as well.
Yes, they are hard-working drunkards. You know, you should find people in clubs on weekdays or the weekend, and then you meet them in town or at their workplaces. You are like, this is Zafia. you know Zafia from the other side, and then you come and you're like, oh, this is Zafia. So one thing we have as a Namibian nation is the hard work culture. People here work really hard for the things that they want, and it's applausible. It's a nice thing to see that we have so many hardworking people. You know, despite the high unemployment rate, people are still working hard. So many side hustles. They are cleaning places, they are washing clothes, they are waitressing, they are, you know, hubbly engineers or whatever they are called nowadays, you know.
Babysitting.
Yes.
Sitting.
House sitting while you are on vacation. So The people are actually really hardworking, and they are putting in the effort to make sure that they are living this life that they want to live. So another thing that people do, and that is now where I say, in Namibia there is the high income, there is the low income, and then there is the middle gap, who I said was even worse than the low income, is the debt culture. The debt and the for soft life pressure. And we can, you know, with this, we can also relate it to the conversation that we had last week Saturday, to say different people take out loans for things that they really do not have to. Just because you are seeing Zafia is flying first class, you also want to fly economy class. You also want to fly business class. You also want to do things that Zafia is doing, while Zafia is either from a generational wealthy family or Zafia just has a good paying job. Now you, Heleni, is going to take out loans. And these are loans that is not even helping you build something. Imagine I'm taking out a loan to travel, to take myself on vacation. And this is all influences of this soft culture thing. You are taking out a loan to buy a car that you don't need. Like, your current car is fine, but then because there's a newer model, you also want a G-Wagon because your friends are driving G-Wagons. And now you're drowning in debt. Every other month is just you that does not have. You are going to get into depression. You are going to experience a lot of losses. You know, your money is just going. And what I tell people, especially with debt is that the repayment of credit is very high. So it does not make sense for you to be repaying so much money because of, you know, things such as a soft life. If you cannot afford it, don't do it. Just live within your means. Sit down in a budget and cry over that budget and pray over it and get the things that you really need. Another culture that we have is that of migration, and that is why people are putting up stricter measures in their countries, because you guys are now leaving the country. Some people move to bigger towns. Some people move abroad, chasing for better opportunities, chasing for better jobs, so that you can just send money back home and save up and come back and come slay. And that is why there's things like a lot of migration to the UK. A lot of Namibians are moving to the UK or have moved to the UK, and that is in search for better economic opportunities. That is in search for better employment. That is in search for better opportunities, so that people can just find opportunities to make a better income. And you know, when you go abroad, you're working hard, but you're also getting exposed to different things that that make you experience a softer version of your life, or you know, of whatever life you decide to choose, or whatever your definition of a soft life is. And all these things are attributed to the fact that as a Namibian, the high unemployment rate amongst the youth is worrisome. It's so bad that people have to leave their homes just to go make ends meet somewhere else. It's so bad that Myanmar. You know, the high unemployment rate is so bad that people have to go to greater lengths to make sure that they are able to get things. And that is why you guys also hear about Dubai stories. You know, women come confessing about things that are happening to them in places like Dubai, the Arab, the UAE. UEE. So such things are happening because of the soft life culture, the soft life influence. People want to get out of poverty. People want to get out of suffering. People want to get out of, you know, the culture of overworking hard. Like, I know, what, why should you have to work hard to bleed before you can enjoy anything at all? You shouldn't have to bleed to just, get a comfortable lifestyle. You shouldn't have to fight too hard for housing. You shouldn't have to fight so hard to be able to send your children to school. You shouldn't have to, you know, fight so hard for safety. And the soft life is also being able to freely and comfortably be safe in your neighborhood. Sometimes you just look at things and you're like, people want to move away from the, you know, from our locations of Katutura. People want to move uptown. People want to move away from home. Sometimes it's also just safety factors that come in and play. It's just things such as, it's not safe in Katutura, and it's no lie that Katutura is unsafe, guys. We are not even going to sugarcoat that one. It's not a lie that certain places in Namibia are unsafe, that certain towns are not favorable when it comes to businesses and so forth. And for people to live softer, they want to be in places where they are able to thrive without looking over their shoulder so much. Let's quickly pay our bills and we will be back right after this.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavucha aziva. Mvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalizwi la mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero.
Choices that somebody else makes. How come we both become a version of a person we don't even like? We're in love with the world, but the world just wants to bring us down by putting ideas in our heads that corrupt our hearts somehow. Child, every single thing could blow my mind. Soaking it all up for fun, but now I only soak up wine. They say to play hard, you work hard, find balance in the sacrifice. Yet I don't know anybody's truly satisfied. You better believe in trying, trying to keep climbing. But the higher we climb feels like we're both none the wiser. So I hope I learn to get over myself. Stop trying to be so we can love
times I hope to find something I can cling on to. Cause I need some substance in my life, something real, something that feels true. You better believe for you I've cried high tides. Cause I want you so bad, but you can't fight fire with fire. Oh, I hope I learn myself and stop trying to be
Okay, welcome back. It is 8:80. Father. It is 58 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and we have 2 more minutes for us to say our goodbyes and to wrap up this soft life conversation today. So, madam, soft life or nothing. And it's funny because when you look around you, you start to realize that people are actually willing to do absolutely anything for the soft life. Be it criminal activities, be it selling your soul to the devil, rituals, whatever. People are doing the utmost best to sustain their soft lives. And you know, we always try to find the bread and butter angles in everything. And that is why we need to also ask questions such as, what is the system doing to counter those problems? Because, if you listen closely and attentively to most of the people that gave their opinions, it's not about wanting extremely too much. It's basically just about wanting the basics, the basic needs, your right basic, you know, the things they claim are human rights. That's actually just what most people want.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, that extra vegan lifestyle where everything comes to you easy. It's actually just about being able to sustain your life, being able to afford the basic needs in life. Let's quickly pay our bills and we'll take a call after that.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
prepared, Paratus. You just let you express your...
Okay, I'm late for this one. Someone was calling, but unfortunately we had to quickly pay our bills. So if you're listening, you can call back and give your contribution before we sign out. You know, that's actually the one thing I did not do today. I did not give a platform for people to give us their contribution because ek praat reeds te veel. Ek hulle van jou live. I'm well, thanks. How are you? Closer to your phone. I cannot hear you.
Oh, okay, now is it okay?
Hmm?
Is it okay now? Can you hear me?
Slightly.
Oh, okay. Just keep patient with me. Because I'm just listening to your topic. But there is some things that I wanted to maybe add on.
Mm-hmm.
On laziness. And then you say that people mostly it's not about laziness. Eh?
It's mostly not what?
It's not about laziness, you know.
Yes.
Many people are hard work
mm-hmm.
on achieving many of their money, their whatever they own. They work very hard. But then the problem is that the other hand, they are very weak.
They are very what?
They are very weak. Yeah, they are very weak and lazy to achieve, for them to make that money which they have worked very hard for them to become successful in their own dream, in their own future, in their own family and their own self, to enjoy the fruit that they have worked for the hard work they have worked for. But now, because that mentality is telling them that now you have worked very hard, now you become so carelessness that you now starting to use this money in other form of maybe evil side, and then the other side is in the bad economic finance management. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this type of thing, people need to grow up. When you know that you work very hard, and this can be in every way, it can be even the country. You cannot say because now you have become having $79 trillion, now every year you are increasing 1%. But then when it comes to expenditure, how do you spend your money? How do you sustain your people? How do you get this money? And how do you want to make that this money to become a successful for those who are, like you say, unemployment? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then for those who say that they are jobless, those jobless, what are you going to do for them to create another facilities for them to start doing something? And when they get that thing, those who are also, because every year you get the percent that are going up and without being having or having, and those who are in need, unfortunately, you understand? So that goes to family. If you have family, you have a wife, you have a children, what are you going to do? It's like carelessness must be now been the problem of my solution, or it's my hard work that I was already done to make sure that this I save myself and my property, including your wife now. If your wife again must think for his child, for his daughter, or for his cousin, for his uncle, for his whoever is around with him, you understand? This thing must go like that. So we must not use laziness and dishonest to ourselves because we say, no, we are lazy, we are tired. But then all the time, we are very hard work, we are very dedicated, we are very much all have all this energy. So where was the energy goes after you have achieved what you have? So this is a question that I'm putting myself and putting you and putting everybody with your program that you have. So this is must be in the mindset. Your mind must be give you a lesson, a thought of your lesson, so that you cannot be now use the same mind that you have. So when you are looking for work, you work for it, you get a job, and now you get the money. Are you going to spend the money in alcohol, drugs, and then spend the money like if the money is going to come like a tree, like a leaf of a tree? So this is the thing. So you spend more and save more, and then also at the same time, think for the future. Think for next time, whatever will come. And then for danger cost, you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these are the type of the affection. So finance is something which you get today, but you do not know in how many years this finance can last with you. So you can also manage yourself, manage your time, manage your energy, and manage what you have, so that at the end of the day you sustain yourself, sustain your environment, you sustain your belongings. So at the end of the day you have the blessing, because all the time what you have is about the blessing. Is the money blessed? Is the job that you have worked for blessed? Is the society that you are going to do with that money, is it going to appreciate you or disappreciate you? So thank you very much for that. I can only give my small after this. I have listened to your small discussion that you have had since you started. I was listening. So this is what I wanted to hear. It's my own advice and sincerely.
Okay. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Okay, my dear sister, blessed day.
Likewise.
All right.
So, Zafia, we are at the very end of our conversation, and you know, our caller there just summed up most of the things that I have been stressing on to say. If you are at a position where the money is coming now, invest and reinvest and reinvest so that same money can start to work for you in the future. If you are a criminal and you are not being caught, invest that money into something sustainable so that you can also get out of criminology. If you are prostituting yourself and the money is coming, invest so that when your time to prostitute is over, because you cannot prostitute until in old age, so that when the age limit comes and you have to retire, you are retiring with your bag. So, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, That's all I want to say today, to say, you know, work towards the life you desire, work towards the things you want, work towards the things that gives you peace, and there is no honor in suffering, absolutely no honor in suffering, and good girls don't get the corner office. Have a lovely Saturday.
Well, from me, in a world that demands toughness, choosing softness can be a radical healing act. And adios from me, Zafia. Enjoy your day. Stay safe and take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.